G'day, Audio Boo. It's Ian here. Ian Cass, all one word, on all the social networks out there. How are you? I'm getting back to normal. I'm starting to feel a little bit alright. Been back, what is it, 4 days now? Since I was in Singapore. And I've been resting hard, as they would say. I've been taking a lot of time to do not much at all. And it's been really, really good. I've noticed a few... The oddest effect, yeah, I've been very tired. That's understandable with the hours we worked and, you know, the stress and everything. But the little bit of mild heat stroke that we got every day has had an interesting effect. The amount of water I've been drinking, it's just been staggering. A lot of water's been going in, but not much has been coming out. And I just get the feeling that my whole body is a little bit dehydrated. I feel fine. I've been feeling fine all weekend. I just keep drinking and drinking and drinking and it's not particularly hot here at the moment. It's very, very fine weather, very almost autumnal. So it's been lovely. So I've also been sweating my ass off. But yeah, I just think that this sort of background dehydration has been getting topped up over the weekend. It's been really interesting. I haven't actually experienced it before. But yeah, I'm recovering and I'm getting back to my old cheerful self, which is really nice. I was a bit of a grumpy bum for a while there. It just really knocked me down. So, yeah, and I'm going to go back to work tomorrow. It's Tuesday morning as I speak to you. Tuesday morning, the 4th or 5th, something like that. So, yeah, I'm going to go back to work tomorrow and work the rest of the week. Unless things have gone really pear-shaped at work, but we'll see how things evolve over in there when I get there. I've had a little bit of fun over the weekend also, because while I've been away, a few things which I've been waiting to arrive have finally arrived, which is really quite lovely. Nice surprises to get presents, even if they are things that I've ordered online for myself. Currently wearing a new t-shirt that I got from Freesound, and I know here in the Audio Boo community there are a few people who like taking, recording, creating audio that would be very handy for other people. I know TurboStream does a lot of recording, Adrian that is, and recording atmospheres. And while I was in Singapore, I actually recorded an atmosphere on the train, a Singaporean commuter train sounds like. And I've done a few of these sorts of recordings over the years, the ambience in the workshop and the sound of the furnace when that's up and running, things that I have access to that a lot of other people don't necessarily have access to. And I put these audio recordings up on Freesound so that other people can download them, and it's really quite gratifying. Occasionally, very, very rarely get a little comment saying somebody saying thanks. A recording of the sounds of the bush down in Bellingen. A young film producer grabbed a copy of it for some little film that he is making. It's quite nice to know that that's being used as a background for a movie of some sort. So if you happen to record audio and you want to share it around and you want to make it useful for people, and you haven't heard of Freesound, go and check them out. I'm not sure whether it's freesound.org or what, but something like that. You'll find it if you go for a bit of a search. I wanted to support them, so I bought a t-shirt off them, and I'm wearing that at the moment. Also, while I was away, a couple of other things arrived. Over a year ago, I supported a couple of Kickstarter projects, and they both basically delivered at the same time. I got a LifeX bulb. LifeX is a single... mounted light bulb that has a Wi-Fi control and controller inside it. It's a pretty nice piece of kit. It actually was developed by a fellow out of Melbourne. They've since set up offices, I think, in San Francisco. And I managed to get in on the third batch run of that. That got delivered. It's basically a light bulb, just mounts straight into my standard fitting. Connect up my device to it over Wi-Fi. I use an iPad. Desktop isn't available at the moment. Just use the iPad and my iPhone, and I can control the colour temperature and colour intensity of that bulb. It's tremendous. All for, I think they're now retailing for $85. Very, very reasonable. And you basically, if you move homes, you take it with you. You don't have to worry about having all that controller and all the bibs and bobs hardwired into your house. It's all in the light bulbs. 27-year lifespan expected on the bulbs. So for $85, very reasonable. I like it, and I am so impressed with the controllers for it and the colours that are available. Millions of colours. The light intensity is beautiful. I change the colours through the day. During the day, I have a nice blue light, and at night time, I sort of move it into the more amber tones. I decrease the intensity as the night moves on. I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's great. Great. I look forward to using it in all sorts of different applications. I think especially on those dark, grey, dank days, it'll be nice to crank it up and have it on the more bluer settings to make me feel a little bit more cheery. That's LifeX, LIFX.com, I think. If you want to check it out. Also, in the lighting sphere, I got my holiday by Moores Cloud. MooresCloud.com is where you can find that one. Mark Pesci, who is a little bit of a celebrity here in Australia, he's a bit of an inventor. He's very big on Twitter. I've been following him since the early days of Twitter. He came up with the idea of Cloud by Moores Cloud, which was basically a lamp that sat in the corner of the room with 50 LEDs that you could run programs on and would do all sorts of lovely things. And he set up a Kickstarter for it, and it failed to make the money on Kickstarter. So he came up with the idea of stripping all those LEDs out, putting them in a string and turning them into party lights. And he ran another pitch for that, not exactly Kickstarter, basically just buy them. And I got in on that, and that finally delivered. That took, again, that probably took, it probably took 18 months to get that. The LifeX bulb might well have been the same length of time. But they're both in production now, and you can just go out and buy them. And it's basically a string of controlled party lights that you can, again, change intensity and colour. And because they're individual bulbs, you can get different colours, and they've got a few programs that they run for that. So I've got them strung up around the cornice of half my lounge room, and I adjust the intensity and temperature of that also to add to the LifeX bulb. And when I sort of have them running a few programs, a bit more like party lights. The controller for the LifeX bulb, I think, and the software behind it that I use to interact with it, I think is far neater. I think Moores Cloud need to do a bit of work on their controller. It's a little bit glitchy, a little bit lumpy. Basically, you press on the app button and it bounces you across to a Safari page, and you're using Safari and to run a local page, JavaScript or something. So I'm not as impressed with it as the LifeX bulb. I'm going to go out and buy a few more of these LifeX bulbs. I'm that impressed with it. And for that price, I think once you start getting bulk lots, you get a small discount. There's a $5 discount if you buy 4 to 9, something like that. So I'm going to buy 4 or 5 of them, and I'll put one in each of my other rooms. Basically set the temperature that works for those rooms. Things like the bathroom's going to be very different to the lounge, to my bedroom. And I might keep a couple of spare bulbs and give them away to people as gifts, because they're pretty damn cool and reasonably priced. Very reasonably priced. So that was a little bit of excitement. I also got something I've heard about many, many years ago. It's called a Buddha machine. I heard about these many years ago and downloaded the MP3s and had them in iTunes, and I would just play them on loop. They're very calming, meditative sounds. Inspired a couple of artists. He's American and Chinese artists who are based in Beijing, who came up with this idea because they were inspired by the Buddha machines, as it turns out, excuse me, that are in the Buddhist temples in China, and I think all through Southeast Asia. They're little boxes that play chants and songs and tones and tunes. And they were inspired by this. So they went out and they made these really cheap and nasty little plastic boxes with a speaker on the front, almost no controls, very, very simple controls. Reminds me very much of my very, very first transistor radio that my grandfather gave me when I was about 10. Made in Japan, transistor radio by National or something like that, you know. So, yeah, it's just a packet of cigarettes, palm-sized little device, and turn it on, and it's just got these tones that repeat. And you can adjust the volume and you can adjust the pitch and that's it. And I think there's 9 tones in total. And you just have it playing in the background and it's like white noise, the sound of the surf. It's just there. And it's very melodic, very calming and really quite beautiful. I've also spent the $1.99 app and got that on my iPhone. So I don't have to worry about using the MP3s that I downloaded all those years ago now. So I've got it on my iPhone. I've also got a standalone unit. That cost me about $35 plus postage. Available all around the world from different retailers. They've only got one retailer here in Australia who was a little bit awkward and difficult to connect to, but it all worked out in the end. And there are retailers all around the world. It's called Buddha Machine. Really nice little piece of ambience to have lilting away in the background. I love it. It's really nice. Last night, as a matter of fact, I fell asleep with it on and it just played all night. It just takes a couple of, I think, AAA batteries. And I've been running it pretty intensely for the last few days and it's still doing its thing. The batteries haven't run out. So that's been a really nice little success. So things have been a little bit Christmassy for me, getting a few little presents, a few little gifts, even though I'm paying for them all myself. It's nice to get some of these things that I've been waiting a long time. The Buddha Machine, for argument's sake, I discovered that thing probably 7 or 8 years ago. But I'm very disciplined. It was one of those things that, you know, I was bashing away, just starting the whole podcasting, digital life thing, and just being really careful with my pennies, so I didn't want to spend money on something like that. It seemed a bit trivial. I now feel that I can spend just a little bit of money here and there on a few things that, if after 7 years I've still got an interest in it, it's not a spontaneous, impulsive buy, is it? No, I don't think so. So I think it's probably a good way to measure if something is worth purchasing, if I'm still interested after that length of time, which for the Buddha Machine was. And the lights, same sort of thing. It's also good to support people coming up with ideas that interest me and are innovative and they need something to get started with their business model, and I like the idea. It's nice to have a few different types of ambient lighting around my home and then can flick it into heavy duty work mode if I need, which is what I like about these little LED holiday and LifeX bulbs. Yeah, they work both for atmosphere and also for function, so it's great. So that's been a little bit of fun over the weekend. Other than that, it's just been rest, hanging hard, like I said. And I went to the gym yesterday, which was nice. I didn't push it hard. I'm still a bit broken. I'm going to go this afternoon and probably go a fair bit harder. I'm feeling a lot better. And have another good night's rest and hit work tomorrow, so it should be fine. So, so nice to be getting on top of everything again instead of being beaten down by what happened. That's about it for the moment, people. I hope, however things are in your world, they find you in fine form and good spirits. Again, I haven't had a chance to get back through the community and listen to what everybody's been up to. I'm unfortunately not going to be able to listen to all those audio boos I missed. There's just going to be too many. There are some people out there. Yes, Mac, Paul Omani, and Turbo Stream, I'm looking at you guys. You just put out so much content, I'm not about going to be able to go back and pick it all up. It's just too many hours, I'm afraid. But I'll pick the eyes out of the content depending on what the titles say, and have a good hard listen to what's been going on. All the best, everybody, and I hope it's a wonderful whatever out there for you right now. Cheers, eh? Bye-bye.